This is serious business. 10% of my GDP, the GDP of my country, Zimbabwe, is from tourism. And continue to invest in it if we can make even more. So this is serious business. We should also look beyond just each contributing or growing the GDP of our economies, but even more importantly, improving the livelihoods of our people in a sustainable manner. We have a big opportunity this year because of the UN has declared this year, year of sustainable tourism for development. So it will also help us deal with issues around poaching. It was raised in the morning. If the people are involved and they see the benefits of the resources, they will take better care of them and there'll be more ownership. So I want to congratulate you and also say to you, this is good, but it will come with its own challenges. We did ours in Zimbabwe, the Univisa. We stopped for a few months. There was a bit of conflict between the technocrats, the politicians, and agreements. You need to look out for the for you to not start to say, who's getting more money out of this Univisa in the region? So you need to prepare for all that. But I want to promise you that it can be done and it is good for the region. This morning, Ikechi raised the question, which was very important, and no one heard me say anything about it. Now we all know that my comrade from Seychelles wants to be UNWTO Sector General, and my minister, who is the Minister of Tourism in Zimbabwe, also wants to be the Sector General of the UNWTO. Part of the vision that he has is to see the regions becoming strong in tourism. That's the only way we can build brand Africa, if we are strong in the regions. I want to share with you that the Minister of Tourism of Zimbabwe, who unfortunately could not be here because he's at a meeting in Turkey, Honorable Dr. Walter Muzembe, who is the current chair of UNWTO on the African continent, was endorsed by SADC and the African Union heads of state in Kigali last year as Africa's candidate. I will say that currently, until it is reformed, the UNWTO is one of the 17 specialized agencies of the United Nations. Therefore, this is intergovernmental and the voting system is by and through government. That's why the endorsement had to be done in SADC and the African Union. So I'm here on his behalf to say to you, this is Africa's man to the world. He needs your support. We need your support to advance the agenda of tourism for all in the world in a peaceful manner, in a harmonious manner. And I will close by quoting the Bible, which says in Isaiah 60, verse 11, it says, "Keep thy gates open. Do not close them during the day, nor during the night, so that you may receive the wealth of the Gentiles with their kings in triumphant procession." So we must open up our destinations, and the present day kings who come with their treasures are the tourists. So we need to open up to them and grow